Okay, Rabbi, say apor verter on the union of Lag BaOmer, and to be mekasher a bit to Parshas Emor. So we know one of the most peladic mitzvahs that are on the Shevet Kohuna is the Isser of Tumas Koyanim. Because the greatest chesed that one can do is called chesed sholemes. A chesed that a person is not mitzapeh, they don't expect, there's no expectation to get anything in return. That's the highest level of chesed. Right? That's the spitz chesed. The kohanim, they are the shevet that embodies chesed. That's those the kohanim. Right, Melamed Sanguli Al Yisrael, that is shluchim to be meratza for us. They are the shevet of chesed, and that's why we remain indebted to the koyanim. Chelof avidosam, you have the choftalad matnas kuhuna. So basically, what the Torah does, the Torah takes the spitz chesed, the chesed shalemes that you do with the mason. And the Torah tells the Kohanim they shouldn't do it. Don't be involved. And the Kohen Hedid has an exemption. The Shivik Choivim, seven relatives, that he's allowed to be Metame. That's very limiting. That means a person's best friend. A lot of times a person has a closer friend. Toiv, it's not me talking. The Torah says it. The Novi says it. Toiv shochin toiv. Shochin korov me'ach rochik. Right? But that very, very close friend who mamish is better to you than a sibling and moisa nefesh for you, the koyin, the spitz bal chesed, he's not allowed to be metame. He can't show up by the levaya in a way that he'll become tome. He can't be Isaac in the kvura. It seems like a shekel chazach. Such a difficult mitzvah that the Torah gave the Kohanim, the Bali Chasodim. Why couldn't the Torah just leave it up to the Kohen? He could figure it out. He could figure out a Levaya he can't miss. And he'll know. Forgetting Dor Sameach's Kasha, that Stamazay, how often does the Kohen have to do Avodah Beis Hamikdash? Sachakel a couple days a year. You have 24 Mishmores Kohuna. There are 24 families. Each family got 1 week. So in a whole year, what is it? 2 weeks? 2 weeks and a couple of days. In that week that your family is working Beis Hamikdash, you need to get a girl, you need to win the girl. We think in our minds, you know, without thinking to the next step, that the Kohanim, they were busy all year doing Avodah. They weren't busy doing Avodah all year. So how many people are away 2.5 weeks a year doing whatever they do? Which job doesn't give you 2 weeks vacation? So that every Kohen must speak that he could be tohar those 2.5 weeks that he has to be in Beis Hamikdash, during the regolim, everybody has to be metayil himself like a tchila. Done. Finished. So the Meshech Chochma has a vote that I always say over, but we're really going after that vote. The vote of the Meshech Chochma is like almost, it's step one. Step one, he says that a kohen has to be a kohen the whole year. Avodah Beis Hamikdash is not something you do occasionally. Yes, you may actually perform occasionally. But the being the Kohen, being the person who's ready to do Avodah, you have to be like that the whole year. You have to be in a state of Avodah the whole year. As I talk, the Meshech Chochma. So I have to tell you, I always say over the Meshech Chochma, because without the Meshech Chochma, Stam, you can't read it. Right? It makes it readable. Shnai Mikra Vechatav. But if you go and you start thinking more and more, it's still a Pella. There are so many things that we could tell the Kohen to be prepared the whole year. Make sure your Achdus is proper the whole year. Make sure your Asmodus HaTor is proper the whole year. Right? There's so many other things. Make sure your Shalom Bayis is proper the whole year. Punkt. Punkt. Tumeh. Which is Chesed. Punkt going to the Leviah. Being Oisik in the Kfur. Punkt that. That's the thing you have to be the whole year ready. So I'm saying, although the Meshech Chochma is Meir Einayim, he's Meir Einayim to step one, that when we're Mavis Sedra, we don't have to bang our head in the wall. We still don't understand this whole thing. And it gets compoundly difficult. As you think more and more, it becomes more and more difficult. And the more you see in Chazal, Aaron HaKoyim was Zoyche, why he was Zoyche, the Parshas Tumas Koyim. Zoyche, was it Zoyche? Why is it Zoyche? You know, you have a mitzvah, sometimes it's difficult to be Mekayim. Rav Shach Zatzal used to tirelessly repeat, which is something that I always heard very similar from Rabbi Yankov Zatzal, that not every mitzvah are you supposed to enjoy doing. Sometimes the mitzvah itself requires you to be in pain that you have to do the mitzvah. When you have to, l'moshel, give teichacha to another Jew, you have to give musar to somebody else. It should hurt you. It should hurt you that you have to give musar. Which, by the way, it's much more effective when the person you're giving musar to sees that it's hurtful for you to have to tell them something. Because when they see that you're gleefully criticizing them, it's not very impacting. Generally backfires. That's agavuche. Agavuche kamashmon. The Satmar Rebbe Yankov that I always tell you. Satmar Rebbe meeting Rebbe Yankov in the street after the whole Aguda thing. And he said, the Rosh Hashiva, chegehelt as the Rosh Hashiva halt as a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to vote in Eretz Yisrael. The Satmar Rebbe held the space, Yaharik Val Yavo. And they were best friends. He says, the Rosh Hashiva halt as a v'achilas matzah. So Rebbe Yankov looked at me and goes, not as a v'achilas matzah, as a v'achilas moroch. The mamish taiches up Rabbi Yankov. Yeah, not every, you have to do every mitzvah. Sometimes part of the mitzvah is, obviously everybody understands, you misabo Yerushalayim, you don't do it besimcha. An oval sitting shiva is a mitzvah. You don't do that besimcha. When Bezin has to kill a Jew, they don't do that besimcha. There are certain things you don't do besimcha. Rav Shach Zatzal said, that's why after the killing of the Iran Idachas, the Torah says, Nebuch, there's a time where you have to destroy a whole city. And the Pasuk there says, Hashem will give you rachamim v'richamcho. What's v'nosan l'cho rachamim? So Rav Shach said that when you kill out a whole city, true, it's a mitzvah, but it can make hashpa on you. You're involved in such a thing, it can make hashpa on you. Right? It could hurt you. L'havdol elef havdolos, when you look, bizmanenu, when Jewish soldiers in the Israeli army, when there are civilian casualties, you'll never see them gleeful about it. It hurts them. They see a baby killed, it hurts them. Yeah, what could you do? You got to kill your enemy. What could you do? That's, war has casualties. But it hurts them. L'havdol elef havdolos, you see by behemoths, they're gleeful. The more civilians that are killed, the happier they are. That's achzorius. So Lamaisa Rav Shach said that after killing Adir Anidachas, Hashem gives you a brocha that you should remain a baal rachamim. And this was the idea that Rav Shach used to always repeat, how sometimes you have to do certain things, but it has to hurt you. He touched up when Yankiv Avinu put Dina in a box, and it sounds like Chazal had a taina on Yaakov Avinu. He was trying to protect her from Esav HaRosha. So Rav Shach said it wasn't the fact that he put her in a box. It's the fact that he wasn't thinking about what could be, my daughter could fix this guy. Maybe. Right? My daughter maybe could fix this guy. The fact that that wasn't part of his calculation, that was a taina. He had to think about it. It's a shame. Who knows? Avada, it would have been reckless for Yaakov Avinu to give his daughter to Esav HaRosh. But reckless. At the same time, you have to feel Rav Shachar's whole arichas. He answers so many difficult midrashim. One midrash says Hashem thanks Moshe for the breaking of the luchas. We know it was from the greatest things. Another midrash, there's a psik there, it's mashma. Hashem told him, if you made the luchas, how would have you felt if you broke the luchas? Rav Shach says a mashu of a taina that. Yeah, sometimes he had to break the luchas, and Hashem gave Yashar Koach for breaking the luchas. But at the same time, you have to think it's Hashem's luchas, the Tzar Hashchina. So that's no question. So I would say that Tumas Koyanim is in that parasha where, listen, you got to do it. Of course, it's painful for a Koyan not to be able to be Metame to his closest circle of people. It's not a mitzvah. You say, wow, I was zoichet to a mitzvah. I can never go to a levi in my life. Why is that a schus? But this is what Chazal tell us, that Aaron HaKohen was zoichet. We question how he was zoichet to this mitzvah. So that makes our question even more difficult. And lastly, what I think is even more protruding is the fact that the Torah, when the Torah comes to give us the mitzvah of chinuch, what does the Torah say? By this parsha, emor el hakoyanim emor v'amartu la'azir gdolim alaktanim. That the gdolim, the kohanim that are fathers, they have to be mazir the ktanim. They be mechanech the ktanim. That's what you mechanech a kohen. A little coin, a kleiner coin, be mechanichim about truma. A coin cotton's a lot to eat truma, be mechanichim about that. Mechanichim about avoida. We mechanichim what? Tumas coin. You start talking to the kid about levayas. This is always a challenge, now, because when you have a child, a zayda dies, do you take the child to the levayah? Do you not take the child to the levayah? I always deal with those shaylas. And obviously there's no one answer, there's no right answer, there's no wrong answers. You know, we hope that those shaylas should be few or none. But Lamaisa, this is not where we talk about chinuch. Chinuch about levayas. But this is where the Torah is. That's almost oila al kulona. That is almost the biggest kasha. The most, it stands out. How could it be? What's going on? That's when you teach me chinuch. One of the big questions about Lag BaOmer is what's the big celebration of Lag BaOmer? Right? There's no question. I mean, it's found already in the 11th century, the first time. It's not found in Chazal that Lag BaOmer is a Yom Tov or any sort. But already in the early Tkufas. And then, the fact that it's Mafsik Avelus, we find in the Sefer HaManig, we find in the Rishonim, that Lag BaOmer is Mafsik Avelus, not a Chazal. And where's Kobe Gildon? He's not here. He's Nelam. But anyway, he asked me about the fires, about making fires in Chutz La'aretz, if there's only a fires in Eretz Yisrael. Fires is mamish, a late minute. You have a b'nei Sochar, you have a later. That's definitely not a Chazal. But there's no mocker that fires a dafka in Eretz Yisrael, not Chutz La'aretz. Fakert. They made it in many places in Chutz La'aretz. Chassam Sofer talks about it in his Tshuvas. There were all kinds of shaylas about the fires. The people used to burn begodim, they would throw their clothing in there. Is it Baltashchis? It actually made it to the Shalos of Tshuvas Chassam Sofer. It's old Tshuva. On the idea of burning the... But I'm not going to go into the minhogim of Lag BaOmer. But there's no question that, according to all the minhogim, we're celebrating somewhat the life of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. The life of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. The Chassam Sofer brings a medrash that there's a medrash which isn't, it's not consistent with the Gemara and Shabbos, but it's a medrash Chazal that the mon fell on Lag BaOmer. So he feels, Yud Chasiyah, so the Chassam Sofer feels that's a shtickle of reason for a Yom Tov. More than the Shem Ba'Yechai. He says it's proper, you should mark the day of, according to that medrash, that the mon fell then, the mon began to fall then, that would be a reason to celebrate. That would be a celebration. But anyway, it's inconsistent with Chazal's date, if you look in Pesayin and Shabbos, of the mon falling, but whatever it is. But kemat, all of these sources about Lag BaOmer go around the inyan of Rav Shem Ba'Yechai. So I want to talk about one nekuda of Rav Shem Ba'Yechai, of his darga, and why his life, Rav Shem Ba'Yechai, somehow reflects the culmination of the tikkun of the Mises Talmidei Rebbe Akiva. Because nobody's misabel on Lag BaOmer. Lag BaOmer is kemat muskim. Not misabel on Lag BaOmer itself, even those that are misabel before and the misabel after Lag BaOmer atzmai. Somehow the life of Rav Shem Ba'Yechai. So I want to just share with you, it's really, there's a fascinating gon, and there's a Kloisenberg Rebbe Zecher Tzadik Livroche, and they're going at different points, but they both serve al makom echad. The Kloisenberg Rebbe Zatzal is talking about the actual Gemara and Shabbos, Taf Lamed Gimel. Everybody makes a big deal that the Gemara is on Lamed Gimel, Lag BaOmer, the whole thing. Don't tell anybody. Taf Lamed Gimel is the 32nd blot in Shabbos. But we're not going to tell anybody that. Okay? We're going to make believe it's beautiful. It's the 33rd blot of Masechet Shabbos, but it's not. But anyway, it says that the story of Lag BaOmer, the story of Rav Shem Ba'Yechai with the caves, the whole story started. They were together, they were sitting, the Kama Tanoim were sitting together, and the Gemara says the following thing. Havi Yasvi, Rav Yehuda, v'Rav Yosi, v'Rav Shimon. So Rav Yehuda, Rav Yosi, and Rav Shem Ba'Yechai were sitting. The Yosef Yehuda ben Gerim Gabai, and Yehuda ben Gerim was with them. Pasach Rav Yehuda v'Omar, Rav Yehuda said, Kama noim ma'aseim shel umuzu. So this Yehuda, Rav Yehuda, not Yehuda ben Gerim, Rav Yehuda said, how beautiful is this nation, the Romans. Tiknu Shvokim, the beautiful marketplaces, the Gshorim, the bridges, Mechatzois. Rav Yosi was Shosak. Rav Yosi heard it, he was quiet. It's a scary Gemara. It almost sounds like the Yoyotzim of Paro, Lahavdol, when the idea was brought up that the Jews should be Avodim. So the one that gave the aid said, so here you're dealing with Gedoy Le'Olam. Gedoy Le'Olam, Rav Yehuda praised the Roman development, we'll call it, right? The Roman development, which doesn't mean you love them. La'avdol alef avdolos, yesterday, Trump was in Qatar, and he was talking about Qatar like it's, you know, Mahmad Liboy. I guarantee you it's not. Right? It's Mahmad Mamoynoy. He doesn't love them so much. But Lamaise, a good gedalsh, how much he loves them. So, Lahavdil Elif Avdolus Ben Atom Ben Ator, Rev Yehuda didn't love the Romans. He was Mimishabech, what they developed. Rev Yosi Shosak. Rev Yosi was quiet. Nene Rashbi Va'omal. Rev Shem Ba'Yechai said, it's garbage. All garbage. Mashatiknu, Loitiknu. Whatever they did, they didn't do anything. There was nothing for the public. L'tzarech atzmon. They did it for themselves. They did it for decadent reasons. Zaynus and Momin and garbage. It's all garbage. That was Rav Shem Ba'Yechai. Holach Rav Yehuda ben Gerim v'siper divrayim. So this Yehuda ben Gerim, this Ger, went to the Malchus. And he let them know what's going on. So they made a decree. Omru Yehuda She'ila Yisale. Okay. Yosef Sheshasak, Yosef was quiet. Yigla Litzipori. He has to go. He has to go into Golos. That's him. And Shimon Shegino, Rav Shimon Bayechai, Yehoreg. And the Gemara goes to, they ended up in the cave. And boom, they ended up in the cave for close to 13 years. Whatever it was, the Chiddush Yerim says it was a kapora for Mechiras Yosef. Shimon HaTzadik was involved, one of the main ones involved in Mechiras Yosef. Ishel Ochiv, that was Shimon. And the Mela of Shimon Bayechai was a nitzitz of Shimon. See, he was Meratze on the chet of Mechiras Yosef. And Yosef was in the bar for 12 years. So was Rav Shimon Bayechai. The ritzui for Yosef was in the bar. The same, he had to be in his bar of Shimon Bayechai to exceed. The Chiddush Yerim has a big arichas on this. The Sfarim HaKadoshim talk a lot about it. I'm not going to go into this number business, but it exists. There is a big discussion about this idea. But the bottom line, that's what happened here in the Gemara. That he was in the ball for these years, and then he left. The Shaila is, what was the kanoyas of Rav Shimon Bayechai? What was his kanoyas, Rav Shimon Bayechai? That he lashed out here, right, with this. And that's why he ended up doing what he did. What was going on with Rav Shimon Bayechai? So the Kloisenberger Rebbe has a gewaldige pshat, beautiful pshat. And it mirrors the message that I want to tell you about Tumas Kohenim. It mirrors the message of Tumas Kohenim. When I was zeicher to learn with the Derbe Tzina Dayan, Rav Rosenberg zeicher tzadik levrocha, for several summers, so he told me something, I think it was from his Rebbe, the Lechem Shloimeh. But he said a beautiful idea. I think we discussed it. I think it's in print from the Sfarim that we put out on Chumash. This Vart is in print from the Deo Batzina. So he said a beautiful Vart. And this Vart, you know, embodies what a Gadol B'Yisrael is. What a Gadol B'Yisrael is. The Akoyan. A kohen, the Sefer HaChinuch says that the reason why a kohen is not metame, he has to be like the Meshech Chachma says, he's an Oyved Hashem. And so why did they give any exemption to the kohen? So he says, because the Yod HaTorah L'Sof Da'ita Shel Adam, the Sefer HaChinuch says, the Torah knew a human being can't withstand not being able to be metame to the Shivak Rav. The demand is too high. The Torah, therefore, didn't. Rav Chaskel Abramsky, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, used to say over when he was in Eretz Yisrael. He used to say over that when he was in London, Friday evening, he used to give a parsha shir to young students, college students in London, that were very distant from Torah. They would come to Rav Chaskel, small group, obviously intellectuals. And he would learn with them, Bissel Chumash. And every week he would try to take something from the parasha and give them chizuk. He said that many, many of that group ultimately became Shemit Torah Mitzvahs. From that connection to Reb Chatzkel, even once a week. So he said, I made a mistake and I didn't prepare. Reb Chatzkel was a gone oilam. Reb Chatzkel was a gone oilam. Reb Yankov said that. He said, this is going to be not going. He's not going. So I acted like, of course, I know. I'm going oilam. He's going oilam. He didn't have to prepare for the college students, that these kids that came. Believe me, he didn't have to prepare. Okay? If Gedolim would come, he wouldn't have to prepare. He could give a chumash shir without to Gedolim also, without preparing. See, he didn't prepare. He said they used to come, and he would sit and learn with them. He would take him with them. Bedafte, if he would turn the pages and take something for the parsha. Usually, he said, "Bederach klal chagenum and onfang parasha." I wanted to connect it to the name of the parasha. I would do something to give them a little thing. He wanted them to get enough inspiration the next day they should go to Kriyas HaTorah. That was his goal. His goal was that the next day it'll come to Kriyas HaTorah. Anyway, he says, Vayhi Hayom, it was Friday night. He says, I didn't prepare as usual. And they came, and it was Parshas Kisetze. And I open up, and I want to say the beginning of the Parshas. Oy vey. Kisetze la mulchama. You'll see a goyish woman. You'll take it home. This is not a mess up. What am I? He says, I felt miyuyish. What am I going to tell them? And then he says, I got an unbelievable, revelation. He says, I told them the chinuch. I said, some of you may look at the Torah like it's an ancient book. And it's not tuned into the sensitivities of today's challenges. You're a college student in London. Those Yidden walking around with the shmatas in the midbar. What's a shaykhis? He says, I want to tell you something. And he read through the parasha. And he said, this sounds crazy. A Jewish soldier sees some Arabian woman, and the Torah gives you a process of taking her as a wife. Ultimately, the Torah gives you... He says, but Chazal tell us, you're the Torah, l'slave da'it shalom. The Torah went down, and the Torah knew that the soldier, and he's in a faraway land, and he's alone, he feels alone, he sees a woman, he has a taiva. The Torah said, we're going to be matrit. He says, the Torah knew all of the challenges of the human being. And it's custom tailored to the human challenges. And then he looked at them, he says, the Torah knew what it's like to be a college student in London too. Everything in this book took into account where you are in life. He says it was the most powerful lesson he ever gave to these boys. They were tremendously misragish from that. So the Sefer HaChinuch says, the Torah knows your challenges. Your Torah is talking to you. And Memele, the Torah knew HaKohen Hedyot. That means it's a fascinating thing. The Sefer HaChinuch is saying that really even the Kohen Hedyot should not be metame to anybody. Not only the Kohen God. That means idealistically, the Torah would have said, no Levias for Kohen. Unbelievable. No Kohen, no Levias. Unbelievable. No Levayim. But that's what the Sefer HaChinuch is saying. Makes our question even stronger. Sefer HaChinuch says the Kohen Gadol, the Torah knew he can. He's on a different level. He's on a heightened level. He can. Says the Del Bitsino, a beautiful idea. He says, the leaders of Klal Yisrael have to express such love for Klal Yisrael that there's no such a thing as my circle of people. Your circle of people is Klal Yisrael. You don't have a circle of people. You don't have your chevra. You are Klal Yisrael. You're a lev echad with Klal Yisrael. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach zeichet tzadik levroche. Rav Shlomo Zalman. Everybody knows how to be frum. But how do you integrate the frum guy? Rav Shlomo Zalman was as frum as the biggest kanoi. He was once on a bus, and a woman dressed very inappropriately took a seat right next to him. Needless to say, he was very uncomfortable. How could he be mevaza, Jewish woman? Kenen it mevaza zayin. What did he do? The next stop, he got off the bus. But it was a bus that took an hour and a half to get the next bus. He waited an hour and a half to take the next bus so the woman shouldn't think he got up because of her. He got up because that was his stop. Waited an hour and a half. Nish mevaza zayin. How can I be mevaz? I can't be mevaz. Those are the Shlomo Zalman. He was just as frum. But he didn't turn to the lady and say, excuse me, lady, I can't, this doesn't work. You're not dressed properly. Maybe you could switch with the person behind you, which would be the way some fumaks would do. And then somebody who's a little more delicate would say, I apologize, but the way you dress doesn't allow my religion for me to be sitting next to you. Could you switch? Or get up and just switch with somebody behind you, if you're a little more of a mensch. Right? And then if the person doesn't want to do it, so you go to the stewardess on the plane. You make a whole geriber on the plane. I'm not going to sit next to this lady. So stand. Go to the bathroom and sit in the bathroom seat. I would sooner sit on the toilet in a plane for 12 hours than go over to the stewardess and say, please make a geriber. Please change my seat. I'd rather sit on the toilet in the plane, and it's not geschmack, than do that. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, the frumkeit und the menschlichkeit is all one. So I'll wait another hour and a half. I won't insult this person. And I'll be just as frum. I'm just as frum. And Rav Shlomo Zalman had as busy of a schedule as all the kanoim. Oh, he had the time, sure. No problem. That's Rav Shlomo Zalman. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, when I was in Eretz Yisrael as a bocher, I would say when I heard these stories, when I said, I want to be his Talmud. I want to be a Talmud of Rav Shlomo Zalman. The story was, during that tkufa, a woman, Nebuch, her husband was in the army, and Nebuch, he was killed. And she was pregnant. So Nebuch, the child, was born without a father. Shlomo Zalman didn't know this person. He just knew the story. He was Menachem Avil. And then he went to visit this family several times. When the child was born, Shlomo Zalman was already not a young man. As soon as the woman, he kept on asking, is she back from the hospital? Is she back from the hospital? He didn't know the woman. He went, as soon as she got home, knocked on the door. He wants to see her. He goes over, he tells, I want you to know, your child was not born without a father. I'm his father. I, Shlomo Zalman, I'm his father. I'm going to take care of his going to yeshiva. Ich bin der Avi Yisrael. Shlomo Zalman. There was no lies by Shlomo Zalman. I went to a shir of Shlomo Zalman in Gewendolten, Kippah Sulgah and Steimlach. It's upside he was not... He didn't see it. He got a war shrimal on Shabbos. But he didn't see it. It's nothing, it was invisible. So the Debreziner said, a kohen can't have a circle. It can't be that the kohen, he's a kohen, he has to serve in the Beis HaMikdash, so he's doesn't go to many levayas, but to his inner circle he goes. There is no inner circle. The Kohen has no inner circle. So either he goes to Levayas from Klal Yisrael indiscriminately or doesn't go to Levayas. It's such a powerful idea. The Kohen has to know there's no lines of Klal Yisrael. There's one. And even the Kohen Hedyot, we would say that. But try the Kohen Hedyot. He's not a Kohen God. So for him, it's good enough that he says, I have family. Everybody else is the same. Kohen Gadol, nobody. That is the best chinuch. I want to say that's pshat. Why? That's the chinuch for ktanim. You're not being mechanichim about levayas. You're being mechanich the kid that there's no mechitzes. And that you can be mechanich even the youngest kid. You look around, bullying other kids, every kid is a gear l'chinuch of bullying. Right? So that's l'hazuk doylem alaktanim. L'hazuk doylem alaktanim, this idea that Klal Yisrael are one. The Kloisenberger Rebbe, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, said that if you have Klal Yisrael are in a tzara, Klal Yisrael in a tzara, you can't see the positivity of their oppressors. He couldn't tolerate. Rav Shimon bar Yochai couldn't tolerate praising the oppressors of Klal Yisrael. He says that alone is a melamed zchus on them to start saying, look, they developed, they did well. He lashed out. Says the Kloisenberger Rebbe, mamish what I'm telling you about Rav Shlomo Zalman. Rav Shimon bar Yochai was a kanoi. He was a kanoi with zich. But he was with Klal Yisrael. He was the ma'achid of Klal Yisrael. He was the unifier of Klal Yisrael. And the Kloisenberger Rebbe gave one example. He said, we find that Rav Shimon bar Yochai is the one who says that a person shouldn't even be working, he seems to say. If you oisim ritzayin yishol makam, you don't have to work at all. Efshar adam chayrish b'shas harisha, the Gemara brachas. Tor matei olel. The Gemara says, habi also kirev Shimon bar Yochai, v'loy also b'yadam. Shimon bar Yochai says, no work, nothing, garnished. Maisa, Rav Shimon bar Yochai, this is what the Kloisenberger Rebbe said when he was in the concentration camp. And Jews used to come over to him who didn't keep Shabbos, who didn't do anything. And they would ask him, Rebbe, how we zoicha to Elam Abba? And the Kloisenberger Rebbe says, let me tell you a memory from Rav Shimon bar Yochai. Rav Shimon bar Yochai says, in Mesechah Soita Daf Membeis, that even if all you do is read Krishma Shacharis V'Arvis, you'll overpower your enemy. I feel Rav Shimon bar Yochai. And this is what the Kloisenberger Rebbe used to tell the Freie Yidden. Just read Krishma. That's obviously how we got them started. But the Kloisenberger Rebbe said a fascinating thing. He says, you see Rav Shimon bar Yochai when he's talking to himself, he says, I can't work, nothing. You have to learn 24/7. But when he's looking at Klal Yisrael, he says, even if they read Krishma, they're worthy to overpower all their enemies. That was Rav Shimon bar Yochai's sensitivity to Klal Yisrael. He was the one, the Malamed Sanguri Al Yisrael. That was Rav Shimon bar Yochai. And that's why he ultimately ended up in the cave, was because he lashed out at being Malamed Tzchus on an enemy that's oppressing Klal Yisrael. He couldn't tolerate that. Now we can understand why the years that he spent in the bar were Maratza on Mechiras Yosef, which was because it was the lack of the unity of Klal Yisrael. Rav Shimon bar Yochai was the embodiment of the Achdus of Klal Yisrael. And that's why that was part of the Ritzui. And now we can understand that if the whole Yemei Avelus of the Sfira is because Lo Nagu Kovet Zeh Lo Zeh, Memela, the life of Rav Shimon bar Yochai is a reason for us to celebrate and to say, that's not a day to be misabel. That's a day that reflects the ichud of Klal Yisrael. Okay, good shot. I'm going to a bris.